Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
And we're back here in the fourth quarter of action. Mountain Home trailing 61-56 with the ball, though, as they inbound it. Livy Faustin is going to go up and take the foul. They're going to hit J.C. Hlitska down low. Faustin is going to miss the shot, but she is going to go to the line shooting a pair of free throws. Matt, I think it's going to come down to a matter of stopping them from shooting threes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think on the offensive end, we slow it down, we work it inside, get a chip shot or two, and then get back on defense and put a hand in somebody's face.
Yep.
We've done a pretty good job of that, especially in the first half, and they just kept making shots anyway.
Faustin makes the first, misses the second as Lakin Moore gets the rebound. And the Hlitska is fighting Livy Faustin down low, but they're going to get Paige Smith, though, on the foul as she's trying to pull. Mountain Home's got both bigs down low.
Yep.
Going for – actually, they're going to get C? Who? You got 13C, I believe, on that. And now they're going to give it back to him with an offensive foul. They're going to say that Brooklyn Mitchell came in and had an illegal screen as she was coming down, trying to get Anna McCarn open. 61-57, a whole lot went on there for 1 point, I guess, in that possession. As Bergman set C, he's going to take a deep three. This time no good as Faustin secures the rebound. I think you just keep letting them take those deep threes up there.
Yeah.
I'd say they're not going to make them. Mountain Home trailing by four, 7:18 left as we're going to throw the ball down to Faustin.
Keep doing this.
Faustin is going to go up with it and finish it. That's how you do it on this end. 59-61, Libby Faustin is going to work on the post for Mountain Home. Need some stops. Hlitska, deep three once again, way behind the arc. Ball's going to be knocked around. Mountain Home's going to secure the rebound. We're going to hold up. Livy Faustin looks at Brooklyn and says, slow down. Let me get down here. I'm going to go to work on you. I mean, Hlitska's just pushing her.
Yeah.
That's a foul.
Give it to her.
Yep. Yep, and they're going to get it. They're going to get J.C. Hlitska with her fourth personal foul. That's going to be the team's third, fourth personal foul on J.C. Hlitska as Livy Faustin is just going down there and just posting her up going to work.
The old saying about go to the well one too many times. No. I disagree.
Going to the well. Mountain Home down by two, 61-59, 6:44 left as Brooklyn Mitchell's going to go in. She's going to get a foul.
We call it on the floor.
They are going to call on the floor. They're going to get Taryn Holt this time with a foul. Mountain Home's forcing the issue a little bit. Now Mountain Home will be shooting two free throws the remainder of this.
Yeah, that's early on. That's good.
Yeah, 6:43 left in it, down by two. We'll be shooting free throws from here on out. Mountain Home looking to try to go back to that post set. And Collins is just pushing, but Mitchell's going to step back for three. It's going to be good. Brooklyn Mitchell's going to step back for three. Coach Leonard's going to call timeout. Mountain Home gets the lead, 62-61, 6:29 left. We are going to be back with the final part of this game. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Mountain Home grabs the lead 62-61 on the Brooklyn Mitchell 3. What a great start already to this fourth quarter as Mountain Home gets the 62-61 lead.
Yeah, I think if Mountain Home continues to pound it inside, we're going to pull away here a little bit.
Bergman
keeps shooting like they have.
Right.
They haven't slowed down yet.
Collins has the ball up top. Lowry now has it. Giving it out to C. C being guarded by McCarn and Bergman. What are they going to call?
Timeout.
Bergman's going to call a timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Bergman calls a timeout with 13 seconds left on the shot clock as Mountain Home's defense had them pushed out. They're set to try. Thank you. They're set to try and take the lead back if Mountain Home just got it with the Brooklyn Mitchell three-pointer. Collins going one-on-one versus Mitchell. Gets her feet in the paint. Shot's going to be up. No good. Mitchell secures the rebound from Mountain Home. Coach Leonard saying, slow down. Mountain Home going double post set. The post's going to be up over the top. Libby Foster's great hands. Pulls it down. Mountain Home with a three-point lead, 64-61. We just keep going to that, right?
That's right. We've done a really good job in the second half of shutting down Collins, too.
Yeah. Holt tries to go one-on-one with Yonkers. Throws the ball over her head backwards. No good. Yonkers secures the rebound. Mountain Home slowing it down again. Set to go. This double post. Throws it down low to Faustus. Faustus catches. Takes a foul. Almost gets it to go. But she is going to be heading to the free throw line. Looks like they're going to get number 13. Kennessee, that's her second personal. That is the team's fifth. Mountain Home, like I said, will be shooting two the rest of this game. Boston's first free throw, pure. He's Mountain Home a 64-61 lead with 5:13 left in this game as J.C. Halitzka checks back in, replacing Paige Smith.
I think Mountain Home's going to get some really good looks behind the line here in just a second.
Yeah.
Some really good looks from three. The inside-out game's going to really open up.
Second free throw, Faustness, good. And I'll tell you, Faustness's hands have just been awesome.
Yep.
They throw it out there to her. She goes and gets
it. She's soft off the glass.
Yeah.
She's got good touch. It's fun to watch.
Bergman back now, facing some adversity, being down 5, 66-61. As the balls go out to Lowry, deep three on the way. No good. Mitchell, good. We said Bergman's going to cool down, and they have right now. 66-61, Mountain Home got it, 4:52 left. We're going to try this side. Yeah, that's a foul. That's right. Kirsten Lowry is just shooting two. Anna McCarn's going to go to the line shooting two here as Kirsten Lowry was trying to get low and just kept shoving Anna McCarn out of the way. That's Kirsten Lowry's fourth personal. First free throw on the way. It is good. Mountain Home can continue to make some free throws here. We're extending this lead. We've got a six-point lead now with 4:48 left in this game. Second free throw. Rolls around.
Yeah,
no good.
They're going to get a lot of chances.
Yeah.
Bergman free throws.
Gets the rebound. Bringing it into the front court. Mountain Home staying back as
Holt's going to go one-on-one. Wildly goes in, throws it off. I just don't like that call, man. She's wildly going in, and they're just bailing her out. They're going to get Jayla Yonkers, though, with the call, with a foul. That's her first. Team second. Sending Taryn Holt to the line, shooting two. First one is up. It is good.
Yeah, Brad, you know, Holt, she's really out of control. Every time she goes in, she just finishes very well. But a couple bailouts, that's okay.
Second free throw. Good. Taryn makes them both. Cutting the lead 67-63. 4:30 left in this game as Yonkers brings her across timeline. Mountain Home double post screen as they got Libby Fosses down low. She's going to go to work. She's going to go up.
No way!
Libby Fosses with a great spin move.
They call the travel on the play.
They call the travel. Woo! Mountain Home facing a little adversity on that call as it looked like she got fouled. C's going to catch it. Deep three. No good. Anna McCarn secures the rebound. Mountain Home content to slow this thing back up. 4-11, 67-63. Let's go back to that. The ball goes down low to Fosness. Fosness turns around, puts it up. Two. Can't do anything about that right now if you're Bergman.
Nope.
Got to sit and watch her score. 69-63. Mountain Home continuing getting to stops on the defensive end. Need another one here. Collins going to drive, put her back in lane. Balls goes out to Lowry. Deep three. No good. Brooklyn Mitchell going to go for the rebound. Is going to let it go out of bounds. Going to be Mountain Home's ball. 69-63. 3:40 left in this game. Paige Smith coming in, replacing Kennessee. If you're Bergman, what do you do? You know what's coming.
The only thing you can do, and they tried on the last possession, is to slide back in, double-team that, but it still doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They can't stop it.
Brooklyn brings it across the timeline. Mountain Home slowing it down as Fosness is getting her feet set. Now McCartan. Lagan's going to take the deep three, though. Going to be up. No good. Fosness going to go up. Rebound. It's going to come away. Battle four, and it's going to go Mountain Home's way. Ball's going to be out of bounds. 3:22 left. 69-63. Mountain Home up. 3:22 left. Ball's going to be inbounded to Moore. Kick back to the corner. Jayla Yonkers outside three. Let's go! Yonkers with a deep three. 72-63. Mountain Home up nine. Bergman back quickly. Deep three. Collins to answer. No good. Yonkers with the rebound. Coach Leonard yelling, slow it up, as Mountain Home is going to be content slowing this thing up. Up nine, 3 minutes to play. Fosness trying to get position, and she's just getting rooted out of there. Mountain Home, Brooklyn, going to hold it under her arm. Defuse a screen, drive left, kick it up top to McCarn. McCarn, down low. Up, off the glass, good, nice pass. Lakin Moore down to Ann McCarn. It's like running the ball. You can't do anything about it in That's football. Right. They're saying, we're about to run it down your throat, and you can't do anything about it.
McCarn almost had that little half-hook shot.
It was awesome, wasn't it? 74-63, Mountain Home pulling away here in this fourth quarter. Holt wildly throws it up and under, no good. Mountain Home secures the rebound. Mitchell pulls it down. Mountain Home with an 11-point lead with 2:17 left. Coach Leonard's going to call timeout. We're going to take it with him. Mountain Home has got things rolling. We're going to finish this game when we come back. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New consignment shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters. They have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals, perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
We're back here, Mountain Home, with a 74-63 to lead. The swag is in the favor of Livy Fosnes and Anna McCarn right now. They have it going on the post. Bergman has no answer right now for those two down low as Mountain Home gets the ball. Mitchell triggers it inside, looking to pass it in. Kick out top. Lakin Moore down low. Fosnes taken away. Lowry comes away with the steal. Back with it for Bergman. Bergman's going to have to do something quick because they're down 11. Holt drives the lane, tries to throw it up wildly again. Yonkers comes away with the rebound. Mountain Home can just sit back and care all the time in the world off his clock now. They're going to be shooting free throws from this point forward. Yonkers hounded by Holt. Gets it to Mitchell. Mitchell down low. Back out. McCarn. Moore outside. It's that three. Let's go. 77-63. My man Matt Norcross called it. Mountain Home's going to get some wide open threes because of this. Great inside-outside game. Anna McCarn to Lakin Moore. Halitska, step back three, misses everything as it bounces into the band. Mountain Home can feel it now. 77-63 as Bergman's putting pressure in the backcourt. Mitchell brings it across the timeline. Ball's going to be knocked away from behind. It should be Mountain Home's ball. 28 on the shot clock, 1:12 left. Mountain Home up 14, 77-63. They have taken every punch that Bergman has thrown at them, and they have answered back of their own. Ball's going to go in. Moore, deep three. Why not? Give me another one. Lakin Moore with a deep three, 80-63. Collins back quickly. Drives, throws it up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Step back. Puts it in this time for two. Collins gets it. Mountain Home has the ball. Under a minute. 50 seconds left. Up 80-65. Brings it into the front court. Yonkers. C. Takes it from her. C's going to drive. Go around left side. Try to throw it up, and she's going to draw the foul. Yonkers got her pocket picked by C. C did a good job taking the ball to the left side. She's going to go to the free throw line, and Jayla Yonkers is going to get the foul.
It's easy when you get up 15 with 40 seconds left to get a little bit lazy when you're handling the ball.
But that's where you got to learn to finish the game, right? That's where Jayla will learn. When he gets in conference, you just got to hold on to that ball, and you can't let him have a hope right there. As C puts both free throws in. Bergman now in a full court man press. Get the ball into Mitchell. 35 seconds left. Now C is going to foul Mitchell. Mitchell's going to go to the free throw line.
Bergman's played a really good game. They've shot really well. Their offenses look good. But when you just don't have an answer to the post game at Mountain Home, it's very frustrating. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, when they know as Brooklyn makes the first free throw, when you know that coming down the floor as Whitten Coleman's going to check in for Livy Fosnes and Anna McCarn, and the Mountain Home crowd's going to let those two hear it. Those two put this team on their back in this fourth quarter and said, let's go to work, and they did. Mitchell, free throw up. Good. As Addison Ferris, Lakin Anderson, Lauren Rawls going to check in. It's Lauren Rawls' birthday today. As Jayla Yonkers, Lakin Moore, Brooklyn Mitchell come out. Bergman. Halitska brings the ball across the timeline, going one-on-one. She's going to go up. She's going to make the layup on the left side. 82-69 as Whitten Coleman brings the ball across timeline. We can just hold it now. It's going to be a foul here. They're going to call a foul on C, sending Whitten Coleman to the free throw line. Whitten getting the books here on with some free throws. Whitten's first free throw is up and misses everything. She learned that from her mom.
I think it hit a little rim, but let's give her a break, Brad.
Second free throw is going to be up. That's going to be good, though. As we get a yell wit from the background. Bergman's got the ball, 14 seconds left. Mountain Home up 83-69. Collins going one-on-one against Fair. Spin move goes up. Shot is going to go around. No good. Lakin Anderson going to secure it. And that's how this game is going to come to an end. Mountain Home took everything the Lady Panthers had. They were able to come away at the 83-69 win. We are going to be back with the Central Heating and Cooling, Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine postgame show. Lady Bombers win 83-69. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.